VUT Mobile. VUD N4ZLK Mobile. Okay, how are you doing this morning?
Better than most. I hope you are. The name here is Shane.
It's Jamie. I'm on my way up to Anchor Church to go help them out today.
What you're doing, I know they'll appreciate it. And I guess I shouldn't say I'm doing better than most. I'm very grateful. How about that? Could be in a lot worse situation.
Exactly the same. That's why I'm heading up that way.
But I know they will really appreciate your help.
And thanks for everything that you've been doing, too. I've heard you in there on the net helping out, and we really appreciate it because everybody needs to do their part, and it seems like everybody's starting to come together really well.
I was glad I had a little bit of opportunity. I'm back to work yesterday, and I have a radio in my truck. Unfortunately, I don't know if it's antenna or grounding, but I have areas where I have a perfect signal and then other areas where I almost can't even hear the repeater in that particular truck, and other trucks that I put the radio in, it seems fine. So I got to figure that out. But I'd love to do more, but unfortunately, work calls.
We understand. I got the time, so I'm out because I'm out of class. This week they closed them up, so I'm not able to do anything with that. So I'm taking my time to go put it to where it can be used.
Teacher, are you in school?
50-year-old student.
I would tell my kids, try to learn something every day. You're never too old to learn.
Yes, I had GI Bill sitting around and was getting bored, so I was like, may as well get smarter.
Studying.
Organizational leadership and then looking at a minor in missionary outreach.
Well, then that kind of work is also a lot of volunteer and a lot of time, a lot of effort to help people out. So that's a good thing to be doing.
You have the time to do it.
Imagine going back to school. I'm 54. There are things I'd like to learn, and I don't know that I would be opposed to it, but I don't know. I didn't take advantage of school when I was in it just because I didn't really have didn't have anybody really to teach me what the value of it at the time. And now there's things I look back on and think, I wish I had learned some of that in school, or learned, you know, that would be an interesting not necessarily career, but just ideas, you know, electronics, electricity, things like that would be interesting to know about.
CB, so I did pretty much everything construction while I was in the military, and a lot of stuff in security. So now I'm doing more of the educational side and getting the business side of it and that. But it's not bad. It's really fun going to campus and having all the kids sitting there looking at me all green and, you know, being able to help them out through while they're trying to figure stuff out.
If you remember, but I remember being 18, 19, 20 years old and thinking I had the world figured out. And maybe it was just because I didn't really, again, I pretty much raised myself to some degree as far as about life. I had two parents. My mother did the best she could. She worked hard. My dad, that's another story. He was there, but didn't really talk about stuff much. And anyway, so, but, you know, you just think, okay, I've made it this far. I'm kind of on my own. I started working at 15. I had bought my own car, drove around, you know, went where I wanted to, and just thought I kind of had it figured out. But, boy, was I wrong.
We're related because that sounds like my story, too.
I'd say I was adopted, so maybe I have a brother out there, another brother, besides the three that claim are mine.
It's just a completely different generation of parents because mine were, you know, they provided what we needed, but were never there to provide what we really needed.
There wasn't a lot of resources, and they do the best they can, and I've tried to tried to be at peace with that, you know, but then as I'm the father of four, and they're all grown now, three are married, and all doing well, but when they were young, I was like, you know what, I don't know what I'm doing, but I got to figure this out, and I need to learn, because I don't want them to just kind of drift through life. I didn't drift through life. I got a job and I worked hard physically and made it work. But I didn't want them to just drift into a career or just, you know, wake up not knowing what they were going to do or not have any idea of what to do, even just the simple things of life.
Yeah, that's exactly how I raised mine. Unfortunately, I was military, so for a chunk of it, I was pretty much gone. Just being able to put food on the table, but when I was home, I was present. And then, you know, got them both to where when they were 18, they knew whether they wanted to go to school or go out and get a career, but it was ultimately, you know, you just need to kind of have life sorted out, and I'm here to help you whenever you need it. They both have done their own. My son's working over at BMW on the line right now. He's talking about getting into school off from their program and becoming a mechanic, and then my daughter, she's out in Colorado doing Colorado things.
Is that okay? Yeah, that's cool. Is she doing whitewater rafting, kayaking, that kind of thing, outdoor stuff?
No, she's mostly doing indoor she's working in the service industry. Her and her boyfriend kind of went the hippie route.
Colorado thing. Okay, I got you. Yeah, roger that. My youngest son and his now wife worked in Alaska for a few years during the summers. And another of my daughters also worked for two summers. The girls worked on a tour boat, 75-foot whale watching, iceberg, what are the other things called? Glacier sightseeing boat. The guy's been up there. He's like in his 80s now. He's been doing this since the 70s. And then my son was a kayak guide and glacier hiking guide. And they realized they wanted to stay there, but unfortunately, it's hard to make a living year round doing that kind of thing.
Like, it was a pretty good experience for him.
Passed and learned a lot, saw a lot, and have experiences that they'll never forget. So I'm very grateful they were able to do that.
I find that the older I get, the more I realize I don't know. And the things that I thought I experienced weren't as, you know, as immense as what I imagined them as being.
Yeah, Jamie, you're right. The older we get, the less we know. Go ahead, Patrick. N4 is that okay?
We're FCM. Morning, Shane. Morning, Fred. Hope all y'all are having a good start to your day. This could be a good day.
I'm to you, Patrick.
Patrick, nice to hear you this morning. And I'll turn it to you and then maybe turn it to Fred and let him call his son.
Jamie, I am on my way in there now, so if you need anything, let me know. I'll be by the radio. I may be in and out just a little bit, but I'll be there shortly. And go ahead, Fred, call your son.
I got power up at KD4FDIW4FCM. Hey, thanks, guys, and hope your power's on and everything's well. W4FCM, thank you.
Be clear.
Everything's well. He'll be up later, I guess. Thank you.
4ATP.
KO4HKX, Patrick here.
Morning. Do y'all have any traffic I need to pass down to Columbia? W4ATP.
This time, I'm on my way into where I've got my base set up, so once I get there, I'll run through my notes again and make sure.
Excellent. W4ATP, monitoring.
N4ZLK. Everybody have a good day. Jamie, be careful. Fred, nice to hear you. Glad you got power on, and I hope you have a good day. And Patrick, I'll talk to you later. N4ZLK mobile with no traffic to report.
Crew Shane, N4VUT clear.
Look forward to meeting you this morning. Just give me a, you'll lose this repeater about the state line, so you've got your directions correct.
49B down 64, right straight into you. It's pretty simple.
It don't get much simpler than that one, so that's a pretty good location to find.
You're approaching the state line, so I'm about to drop out here.
Be safe. KO4HX, mobile.
Mobile.